opinions of shows on The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot, 7:05 on June the 7th. Good morning. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, as we do, so you can reach us, or we can reach you, anywhere. You can run, but you can't hide as long as you have a computer. One of those little phones that lets you get on the internet or anything else like that. And there we are. Us, Alana Berg, Dennis Miller, Michael Savage, Laura Ingram, the whole group will follow you around. That's right. Hey, joined today by Bad Bob.
Morning, sir.
How are you, Bad Bob?
Doing well.
Are you happy today?
I'm a happy boy.
You are happy. Well, you know, you showed up at 7 o'clock today instead of 7:03, so, you must be really on a run this morning.
Would you like some weather, sir?
Yes, would you give us the weather, please?
Contrary to rumors, there is still a sun in the sky. We'll be seeing plenty of that today. 82 for the high, low tonight of 54. And tomorrow, near 85 right now downtown, 54 degrees. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Thank you. Hey, Linda's on assignment today. And we've got a lot of things to talk about. We've got the chairman of the Shasta County Democratic Party will be here today. Red Cross will be here. We want to talk about a number of things. We want to talk about the city council meeting that's going to be tonight. We're going to talk about a poll that was taken. We're going to talk about Congressman Wiener. I'm sorry.
Late night talk shows are just happy at this.
You know, I've heard, the Wiener roast and all that, but the thing about it is this guy is a scuzz. I mean, he really is, but I'm going to talk more about that when we come back. We want to talk about, we're finally, the weather has cleared. We're talking about it's going to be like 80 degrees today, maybe, 84 today? And then tomorrow's going to be good, and Friday's going to be good, and Saturday and Sunday, we're actually going to be able to get out and get into the sunlight. Saturday was the lowest recorded temperature for this time of the year that we've had in a long, long time, if ever. And so now the weather has returned. The weather has returned, so at least it's nice. And in the evenings, it's going to be cool. And so probably next week, it'll be 105. But so enjoy your 80-degree weather. Enjoy what's going on. Enjoy the just getting out and walking around without getting pelted by rain. I don't know how many people that I've talked to that just said their whole attitude has not been good lately because of all the rain and the clouds. And let's talk about before we take our break. There was an article in the paper, and I heard, and I got an email too about this. Is that Mayor MacArthur's dog? Now, this is community radio, but this is something that reaches far beyond just community. Here, her dog, a little fox terrier, a small dog, in her backyard was attacked by the dogs next door, and shredded it. I don't know how else to say it. I'm not going to say everything that I know that happened to the dog, but the dog was shredded. And the dogs next door, one was a pit bull that did, it looks like, most of the damage, and the other one was like the half-brother of this dog, of Mayor MacArthur's dog. The bottom line on this, after you start reading about this, is that the dog has shown aggressive behavior before. Now, the owners of it have said, we've never seen this dog, show any type of indication of this. It raises its kitten, raises the kittens, and does all these great things. The dog is a Nobel Prize winner for peace. But obviously there's something going on here. But the bottom line is, is that here you've got your dog in your backyard, in a fenced backyard, and other dogs come into the yard and kill your dog. There's something wrong here. I mean, I understand this. I mean, I've never had a dog until we got Elk Killer. It would really offend me if a dog got in our backyard and did that. But the bottom line on this is I'm sorry, we're sorry it happened, but it didn't have to. You know, people, if you're going to have a dog, you need to keep it on its property. A few years ago, Marshall Jones Sr. killed a dog that was on his property that was coming at him, and it just a brouhaha that arose over that. Well, the bottom line was that the vast majority of the people said, hey, you know what? A dog gets on your property, and he's coming at you. You have a right to defend yourself. Well, hello, yes, but if you don't keep your dogs in, you know, the dogs are running free or running without supervision, not on a leash. It's against the law. I think there's leash laws out here. You just don't turn your dogs loose and let them go. Anyway, it was a tragic thing that happened, and we have somebody on the line here, but we've got to take a quick break. And when we come back, Jay, we're going to talk to you about Palin and Paul Revere. This is Free Fire Radio.
Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have surprises. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, a home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and the Bot. And Linda's on assignment today at 7:14 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. Jay, are you still there?
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for waiting.
Not a problem. You know, I just thought it was pretty funny how yesterday morning everybody was calling Palin an idiot, and now there's a death of silence over there, dearth of silence over there, because no one wants to say anything now. They realize that she was actually right.
But that Paul Revere did tell the British that he had warned the colonists and that they were not going to give up their arms.
Yeah, so what happened was Paul Revere and two other men were sent out. Paul Revere didn't get through. He went part of the way, but not the whole way. in a letter that he wrote in, I think it was 1795 or 8, I forget which, he described how he had told them that it wasn't going to work, that he had given the warning all up and down the valley. And so she was telling the truth. He didn't intend to do it at first, but once he was captured, that's exactly what he did.
Well, I think that people, initially, when it comes out, people are just all over this about, oh my God, is she just dumb, not thinking about there may be other things to it. I didn't hear the clip. I didn't hear how it was asked or anything like that.
It was actually pretty funny. I think she was setting him up. Honestly, she had that woman look of a cat toying with a mouse. I think she was setting him up, honestly. But I went ahead and looked it up just to double check my facts. And they also, on the Boston Globe, they had a professor of history from Boston University, Brendan McConville, who verified that what she said was true. But being a true Bostonian, he went ahead and said it was purely accidental on her part, not her knowledge of history.
Okay, so she's right, but it was by accident. Well, you know, hey, you'd rather be... I'd rather be lucky than good. Okay, Jay, thank you. Hey, our yellow cab philosopher. We need to have you back in and tell us what's latest on the streets here.
Well, gas prices have gone down slightly, which is nice, and everybody's happy to see sunlight again.
Oh, man, I tell you, I was so tired of that. Okay. All right, my friend.
Have a good day, Kyle.
All right, yeah, we got somebody else in line here. Okay, thanks a lot, Jay. So Palin was kind of correct, or she was correct, semi-correct. Let's go to Don Kirk. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you? I understand there's something going on at City Hall tonight.
Yeah, besides all the other stuff that everybody should go to see, I've been trying for a year now to get the city to agree to a homeless camp someplace in the city. Sacramento has one, Portland has one, Seattle has one, and it helps get the homeless off the street. And the city so far has had a deaf ear. One of the council people, which is elected this last year, she told me that if I keep bringing it up, she says it's not going to do any good because the city council will never vote to have a homeless camp in the city. And all the acts that she goes through Starman and Hamilton and all of them, there seem to be roadblocks in the way there. So I'm holding a small rally outside the council chambers from 5:15 to 5:55 to hopefully awake the city council, the fact that there are a lot of homeless in the city. I've got both homeless and non-homeless coming. I'm not homeless myself, by the way, and I'm not running for city council again next year, so I'm doing this to build myself up or anything. So
you're just having a rally to say, hey, look, we've got a lot of homeless here, and we need to have a homeless camp in Reading?
Yes, uh-huh.
What kind of camp?
Well, at the end of Market Street, up there, before you go up the hill, back in the 70s, the city was given by the BLM for recreational use a piece of land to make a campsite for Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. Well, some of the groups started having sacrifices up there, and so...
Sacrifices? Sacrifices?
Yeah, some of the...
Bad Bob's nodding his head. He goes, yeah, that was going on up there.
Yeah, it was. And so the city closed it up. But we have a park up there that has camp facilities, that has restrooms and everything else. We got groups wanting to donate money for the restroom maintenance. Excuse me. And it would make a great campsite because the nearest home is 300 feet straight up. So the noise down there, it won't affect the neighbors. It's close to the bus. It's close to shopping. I mean, it's a good place for them.
Don, you're referring to Lost Lane, aren't you?
Lost Lane Park, yes.
Yeah.
Is that still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still there.
Interesting name, to say the least.
Okay. Right. So you're going to go and have people come up and say, hey, look, we need to have a place for the homeless, and here's a good camp for them, and they can take care of themselves there. Is there water and all that?
There's water. There's restrooms there. And
who pays for the cleaning?
Who
pays for the cleaning of this? Is this from donations and all that?
We've got 25 people so far from Bethel agreed to help clean the place up originally, and then the homeless will vote themselves a leader, you might say, and there'll be certain volunteers come in and make sure everything's done, and it'll be kept clean that way.
Hmm. Okay. So that's tonight, then. You're having your rally tonight at 5 o'clock.
So 5:15 to 5:55.
At the City Hall.
I'm going to go inside, and then on the public comment section of the City Council meeting, I'm going to speak and ask the City Council again to consider a homeless camp.
Okay. All right, Don. Okay, so that's at 5:15 tonight at City Hall. There should be a lot of people coming to City Hall anyway because of all the things that are going on tonight.
Right, there's a whole lot going on, and everybody should come anyway, irregardless. So
there you go.
Okay.
All right, Dante, thanks for your phone call.
I do appreciate it, Carl. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
You know, it's definitely a homeless problem around here. I'm not sure if a campground is the answer. But, you know, we'll see. Hey, Carl Lindebotlin is on assignment. It is 7:20 in the morning on June the 7th, the day after D-Day. And we've got a lot of things going on here. I do want to talk when I get back. I just have to talk about, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to talk about Wiener. And, you know, and but there's a reason I'm going to talk about this little Weasley-looking fellow. And I, that goes against my grain to call people names. So please, I apologize for that. But this man, for some reason, has touched something inside me. Maybe it's something that he did in a certain, in other things that happened during that same time frame, and that's really what I want to talk about. This is Carl Bott and Linda Bott from Free Fire Radio.
Hello, this is Adrian Malley with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 11th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 18th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. The Energy Fair will once again feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating home performance, energy efficiency, water conservation products, technologies, and the new plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free asphalt cowboys, pancake breakfast, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact for your family and our community. See you June 18th beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, celebrating 90 years of outstanding electricity service for the Reading community.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, 7:25 in the morning on June the 7th. Linda's on assignment. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Call Doug Tooley. He's a veteran, 244-1988.
And he'll give you a great deal on Dish Satellite, I tell you that. He'll do the work for you. He guarantees his work. He's a professional, and he's local. Not only that, but he's got great deals on HD and different types of packages that get you all types of TV. Now, the reason I just kind of hesitated there is because there's like heavy-duty music coming in through the people next door are working over there on that room, and it's like somebody's got a thumper in here. Okay, let's talk about United States Congressman Anthony Weiner. I think the reason that this person offends me the most is that last week he comes up, he gets caught, he denies it. Oh my God, these people are trying to destroy me. I've been hacked. These are not photos. They're putting photos in there. And then when asked directly, is that a photo of you? He said, well, you know, I can't really tell. You know, I think people might have put things in there. And he goes on and on about this. First of all, he is a spokesman for the Democratic Party. He is a congressman and elected. Now, here's what really, really offends me, my friends. Yesterday, on Monday, 5 U.S. servicemen were killed in Iraq in a rocket attack. Five of our sons were killed yesterday in Iraq. Did you see anything about it? Did you see anything in the news? Did you see anything in the headlines? No. It's Weiner. Weiner this, Weiner that. He comes out and he admits he lied. Not only did he lie, he was sending photos and lewd texts and lewd photos to women, including an 18-year-old. He was talking on the phone to them and talking, as she puts it, we talked dirty for 30 minutes. This is Weiner. Weiner comes up there and talks about, oh, but you know what? I did nothing wrong that should have me resign from the Congress of the United States of America. Besides lying and cheating on his wife? No, there's nothing wrong there. And in the middle of this, we have five men who took an oath to defend this country and put their lives out there. And they were killed. And in this, they stood up. They took responsibility. Did Weiner take responsibility? No, until he was pushed into it. Now, what's the comparison here? There is none. He is a man of no honor, and they were men of honor. He collects his $174,000 a year, his staff perks, his travel perks, his health perks, his office perks. Who knows what his perks are? Who knows what this man pulls on? And yet, the media focuses on this man of no honor. This man who did scurrilous things and ignores five heroes that died in the defense of our country. This is what offends me. This is what offends me. He offends me. He is just another one in a long string of politicians who think they are above everybody else. The governor of New York, the governor of... I don't care what party it is. I don't care. Republicans, Democrats, as far as I'm concerned, they put themselves above the people. He shouldn't be in office. He should be removed immediately from office. He does not deserve to represent the people of this country. So, when you ask me if something's offending me about Weiner, he offends me.
Stuck in your craw.
Yeah, but I got a chance to talk about it now. And you know what? It's still going to offend me because nobody cares. You know what? Right now, somebody said in here is that Chris Matthews said his wife may have been partly to blame. Can you believe that? I don't know if he means Chris Matthews' wife or Weiner's wife. This is so incredibly over the top. Five heroes die and nothing said, and we have this piece of representative awful.
Can you ask me a question? Under the previous administration, every time somebody in Afghanistan or Iraq got a hangnail, it was 24-point type headlines.
Well,
and now nothing?
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, I don't know, we got 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, here's the thing, too, about it, is that a Republican who sent a picture of himself with his shirt off, not a picture of his groin like Weiner did, resigned out of New York. Got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking Red Cross. We're going to be talking a number of other things. We're going to be talking about where are your rights in this town when it comes to traffic lights. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street getting a boost in early trading after four straight sessions of losses. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow up about 30 points, or close to a third of a percent. Meantime, shares of Talbot's plunging in early trading after its first quarter sales missed Wall Street expectations. Sales for the women's clothing retailer dropping 6% during the first quarter. The company also pointed to a disappointing second quarter outlook, and like many other clothing retailers, Talbot's has been struggling between high material and gasoline prices and the need to heavily discount in order to keep customers. And General Motors is holding its annual shareholder meeting in Detroit for the first time in decades. It was previously held in Delaware. CEO Dan Akerson is expected to outline his vision and lay out specific goals for the company's balance sheet and product. Analysts will be waiting to see if there are any announcements from the automaker on increasing production or on its outlook for sales. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Redding's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal, located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives, starting with a five-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my two-year-old Chevy to Maaco and Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco and Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco and Redding is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our June special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special for the month of June only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and a home
of Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, 7:35 in the morning, June the 7th. 53 degrees. It's going to go up to like 84 today. It's going to be a great day. Great day. Whole week's going to be great. And the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And they're going to have music up there this weekend. It's going to be a great time. The ambiance, we were just up there for a brunch with some of our friends on Sunday. And as usual, the food is just outstanding. And even though it was kind of sprinkling Sunday, it was still really nice up there. So this weekend ought to be just outstanding. Hey, I'm joined today. Okay, for the chat pack. Yes, there was a little passion there. And your comments, by the way, from the chat pack on our, in our chat room about the representative is pretty good. I can't go on and read them on the radio if we want to keep the license, but they are pretty funny. Hey, we have the Red Cross here, Yvonne Preston and John Tosello. And we're going to talk about natural disasters that have been going on in our country lately, besides the fact of our representatives. We're talking about tornadoes. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Among other things.
Yes, it is, and good morning.
Good morning, John. Vaughn.
Good morning.
It's going to give us a chance to talk about, as we have, we've talked about disaster preparedness with you, Carl, talk about being Red Cross ready. This fits right in. Have a plan, have a kit, and stay informed. And I think that's the most important leg when it comes to tornadoes in particular. They come in so fast. If you live in tornado country, they have systems, warning systems, and of course your radio and your television are very crucial. Watch your weather when the severe weather comes in your area. Be aware of what's happening in your community, in your area, and be aware that when they start having tornado alerts, and that is the first leg in being notified. They'll start putting out a tornado alert, and that says tornadoes are possible. So you really need to keep your radios on and keep your news on and watch what's going on in the event that it turns into a tornado warning. And that means that the tornado has touched the ground, and it should start giving some areas where that would happen.
Hey, Bad Bob, didn't we have on our EIS here, we had the something that said it went from tornado watch to tornado something.
There
right?
was actually a tornado warning.
A tornado warning.
Rare in these, but that means the radar signature has appeared or there is a visual sighting.
Yeah, it came across our warning. We were looking at it, in the morning, but this is strange. Okay, so you've got to be kind of looking for that, and naturally, when this starts happening, we stop broadcasting, and the emergency alert system takes over.
Emergency broadcasting does come on. And, again, in this part of the country, California, Northern California, isn't known for tornadoes, so we don't actually have the sirens and tornado warnings associated with some of the places that are being devastated right now. But again, they're having tornadoes in Massachusetts. I don't know if they had tornado sirens going there, but it is possible.
What kind of natural disasters would we have here in Northern California? I mean, we're not going to floods? Maybe the river comes up?
You can get some localized floodings, and, of course, the fire danger in our area are probably the two biggest threats locally.
Which Arizona's going through. That's become their second largest fire as of today, and it's still zero contained.
It's incredible. They are evacuating evacuation centers multiple times. They can't seem to get out of the way of the fire quick enough, and that's, of course, Red Cross and all the local authorities. They're moving people to evacuation sites. The next thing you know, the fire's moving and gotten that much bigger, and they're moving again.
The smoke's gone all the way down to New Mexico. It's bothering people there. I was watching IMS in the morning, and he's in New Mexico someplace, and two things are strange is why we'd be watching him in the morning. But he's out there right now talking about the smoke being tough. Got a phone call. Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
One of the things that I'm kind of concerned with, what if we had a major earthquake that was in Sacramento or San Francisco, and we had all these people migrating up here, and we'd get looters, and I don't want to get way out with this. But how would we protect ourselves, and where would we go?
That is one of the things that our local authorities do think about is the Northern California. Again, we talked about we have fires. We're not going to get the big earthquake, but we know that a big earthquake is going to hit the Bay Area, let's say. How many of those people are going to, out of those millions, are going to go north? They're going to have a tank full of gas, load the kids up, and go someplace to Northern California to seek sanctuary. Shasta County is going to go from 200,000 to how many? Pick a number, 1.5 million, 2 million people. We're going to be a big evacuation center and shelter for people, and that is something that does need to be considered. Emergency shelters are going to be opened up, not only the threat of crime and looting and stuff, but just you've got
triple the population overnight, people that just need to be fed and protected.
And a lot of these people are coming in, too, that are going to be desperate, and just some of them are just coming up because they're just, you know, they were problems down in Sacramento or San Francisco. They're going to be problems up here.
You guys have made me aware, and I have a plan, and I attended your little seminar you had at the coffee place, and, you know, it really enlightened me. But my fear or concern is, okay, here I am, I'm prepared, I have my food, I have my water, and then we get the people who come up who are not as concerned as you and I about life and people and lifestyle. Where do we go? What do we do?
I think that one of the things you do is you protect your, you know, if you can stay in your home, you want to do that and protect your home, protect what you have there. But if we have to leave, we're going to be talking about the different emergency centers they have here. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And I'd like to add in, become part of your neighborhood watch. That will involve you directly and more directly with law enforcement. Be friends with law enforcement and stand together as a community, whether it's your neighborhood or community, and don't let the bad guys win.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for calling. When we come back, one of the questions was, does our local Red Cross go out of state? And we'll talk about that when we get back. This is Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, 7:41 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Don't miss the summer music series at Ensemble Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Kerry Robinson, Charles Valona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the summer music series at Ensemble Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Ensemble Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Smile, though your heart is aching.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. Linda's on assignment, 7:45 in the morning. My guest, Yvonne Preston and John Ticello from the Red Cross, and they do so much good work for us. in our city, in our county, and in our nation. Now, you have volunteers that are that just don't stay here.
That's right. That's right. We currently have deployed 7 volunteers throughout the United States since March 31st. 7 volunteers from our local chapter, in the Northeastern California chapter.
And where do they go to?
They are spread out. Some are in Joplin. Some are in Montana.
Tornado there that killed 150 people or something.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And some Montana. Charles McCall, our own emergency manager.
Montana?
He is in Bozeman, Montana. Of the flooding.
Flooding up there?
The flooding. I mean, we have a lot to contend with right now. And because we were chartered in 1881 as the American Red Cross, what that basically means is that we are federally mandated to respond to a national disaster. We don't get any governmental assistance for that, but we are mandated to respond, and that's what we do.
Now, the volunteers, they don't have to pay for their trips or anything, do they? Are they paying to go help?
They national and the local chapter, it's sort of split between, and so that's why we are here and bringing awareness out to the public as to what we do. We survive purely the Red Cross on private donations. Like I say, we're not governmentally funded, but we are governmentally mandated to respond.
Okay. I know besides just going out to these natural disasters, and we were just talking, that there has been 0 tornadoes here ever, right?
That is correct.
But it doesn't mean that we can't have a good flood or a fire or an earthquake around us. And see, that's the other thing people don't realize. And Don, who called, brought a good point up. And as you were talking about, John, was that we could have a major disaster on the coast, and it would inundate us with people, and then all of a sudden now we have emergencies.
I think that's a big concern for this area and for the authorities and of course, the Red Cross, too, you could triple the population at a time like that.
How many emergency shelters do we have in town?
We have a list of about 95 places that we have surveyed, and they have signed agreements to allow them to be used as shelters.
Okay, I think one of those is Bad Bob's house.
It is. It's one of our favorites.
Cause he cooks we can really all go good. Over there. He cooks, and there's a swimming pool in the
back.
Okay, classes that you all have? You teach a number of classes that you're doing,
We do. Of course, we have our CPR and first aid courses. We also now have started our dog first aid course, which we love. It's really a great class. And then we also, this summer, we've started a babysitting class, teaching boys and girls from ages 11 to 15 not only CPR and first aid and breathing emergencies, how to be confident in handling a breathing emergency, but how to keep yourself safe also.
Okay, now you all take probably take it on the road, your CPR classes? You take it like to a business if they had 10 or 12 people, you
can
bring them in?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we go to you, yeah.
How long a class is this?
The babysitter's class is a 6-hour class. The pet first aid is 4 hours, so it really depends.
CPR class.
CPR class is an all-day class because you become
CPR.
Certified.
It'll be mm-hmm. CPR and first aid.
So you just can't come in here and, like, you know, do chest compressions on Bad Bob or something like that just to watch him.
I have a kit in the car. We could bandage him up. I'll show you some things.
I think he'd like it. Would we see it on Twitter? Okay, just wondering. Okay, now, how do people... Okay, you've got some other things you want to talk
about.
Well,
we also we are going around and talking specifically to disaster preparedness and really emphasizing having a plan and having a kit and staying informed. So we're doing a lot of that, too, the type of thing that we've been doing on the show here.
Well, one of the things that when we had our emergency preparedness week is you all were here, and then you were there at Tobacco and Brew on that mm-hmm. Friday to hand out a lot of... You know, I kept some of your brochures because it told you different things you could do to get ready in case there was an emergency. You know, just, you know, your go bags, your flashlights, medicine, you know, where you go to, who do you talk to, that kind of thing.
If you did want to stay on topic, we could talk briefly the fact, again, I told you I looked at the listings of tornadoes in California county by county. The history went all the way back to the 1800s. Shasta County has had 0 of any range at all. And using the enhanced, what they call the enhanced Fujita rating, EF0 would be 65 to 85, and then it goes on up. The strongest...
These are winds, right?
These are wind speeds. No. Thank you. Sorry about that. Miles per hour. And F2 was the most severe tornado recorded in California. There's been several, but this is throughout the state, county by county. But just in our north state area, Humboldt County, 1958, had an F2. That would be winds from 111 to 135 miles an hour. So it's a very rare situation. But how often did it hit Massachusetts?
Yeah.
And then
and
also,
it only takes once.
Let's say an EF, sir, we've had some just right down the road, Butte County. Personally know of a co-worker of my lady friend, and she's impacted by a tornado on I-5. What's the magnitude? Could have been very small, an EF0, but enough where she saw it.
So there's something about seeing that little cloud come down, that little funnel-shaped cloud that comes down and touches the ground there.
Yeah, you get a moment of, uh-oh.
Yeah,
she slowed to 35 and was still pushed off the road, broke two windows and $8,000 worth of damage on her car. So, okay, we're not known for tornadoes. That was a rare occurrence, but you wouldn't want
did
to be out
blame
the
that on, did she blame that on the tornado? Did the auto insurance? No, okay, never mind.
It's a true story. So it does happen, and you need to be prepared. And I would like to say the last thing, if you're in an area where there's a tornado, and you do find, what do you do? If you're in your car, buckle up, get down below the windows if all possible. If you're in a structure, in a home, if you can't leave to go to a strong structure, concrete structure, go to an interior building, small building, the bathroom. Reading this story just this last go-around, I think it was in Joplin, woman survived because she hunkered down in the tub, braced herself in the tub. It's strong, it's surrounded, there's no windows in the bathroom, and she survived. The tub was launched out of the house, and she survives being in that tub. So get inside the bathroom.
Yeah, you just want to, I think I'll never forget that movie Twister, you know, that one years ago. And it probably came closer to showing just the force of a tornado like that. Of course, it was hyped up and all that, but still, when you hit something like an F4 or F5, which goes out along, which has hit the United States several times, and you can just see the immense amount of power that it does. Yvonne, last thoughts here.
I'd just like to say that, you know, when you support the Red Cross and you take a CPR class, it's a way of donating back to your local community. All that money, when you take a class, it stays local. And it does help as well on the occasions we have to deploy volunteers. All that money stays local. It stays local 100%. And so it goes right back to our local disaster relief fund. And it really does help. It's a way of supporting your local community.
Well, you know, I don't think that... I'm not sure how prepared we are in our community at the government level to take on something big here, because I don't know when's the last time they've practiced anything. I mean, something big. You're talking about a mass casualty drill. And I don't know when's the last time they've done something like that. I'm not too sure the last time California's done something like that, where, you know, you're trying to bring people, you know, you're trying to actually, you know, bring in equipment and people. And you set up a large triage area where there's 200 people in there with injuries. I mean, just to see how hard this would be. I mean, this is something that is possible. I mean, you're talking 200 people with injuries. It could be anything. It could be when these train cars goes over and there's a chemical spill. There could be any number of things that could cause this. But just a mass casualty drill where we're having to move people. We're having to make roads one way. You know, the cops have to, you know, do all these things. You get to a triage area where they were bringing in doctors and everything. I mean, we haven't done that.
They do some training on it. It probably doesn't get as much publicity as it should. We just completed the Golden Guardian. The state just completed the Golden Guardian a couple weeks ago, which was a statewide county-by-county exercise involving the scenario was mass flooding due to severe weather, mostly in the interior.
Was it a paper drill or was it?
No, this was people were moving, bodies were moving around. Some tabletops and some organizations, they did involve the hospitals a little bit, but not to the scale that I think we need to be doing. And again, a lot of it's, we don't have the budget, we don't have the personnel type of thing.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, our guests from the Red Cross have been Yvonne Preston and John Tasello, and we've been talking about being prepared for emergencies and the things that the Red Cross does. And how do they get a hold of you, Yvonne?
You can call our local office, which is 244-8001. And we'll be there. We'll be glad to answer any questions that you might have.
244-8001.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water cost. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:56 in the morning. Carl and Linda Botlin is on assignment. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's got not only just coffee, which everybody loves, the way they fix it, but now they're getting, you know, they've got those icy drinks. They've got those, you know, those slushies. You can get little shots of protein in there and, you know, healthy things. And then you've got... there at Espresso Joe's, and we are going to be there on the 24th of this month on a fundraiser for the Dancing with the Stars. You can come on down and meet us there, and we're going to have champagne, and we are going to have hors d'oeuvres, and we're going to have a number of other things going on there that night. It's a $5 donation, and all of this money goes right to the Women's Refuge, Women's Shelter. And we have John on line one. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda in absentia, Bad Bob. How is the crew down there this morning?
Oh, we're doing fine. Outside. We were listening to some really heavy, you know, heavy music from someplace. We were trying to find it. Yeah, a boombox. But they turned it off. So, what's up? We got 3 minutes.
Well, real quickly, there is on Wednesday, the 8th, a meeting of the concerned people involved with the closure of the convention center. It's going to be a workshop for the community. Everybody is welcome. It's 8 o'clock in the morning on the 8th at the Convention Center, and we're going to be discussing alternative ways to keep the Convention Center open. And we would like the input of the community. We'd like as many people to attend as possible. 8 o'clock at the Convention Center downstairs.
Okay. And that's now tell me the date again.
It's the 8th. Okay. Wednesday the 8th. 8 a.m.
8 a.m. down at the Convention Center.
Right.
Great.
And I know that interferes with your show, Carl.
Well, give us a call and tell us what's going on.
I will definitely do that.
Okay.
And I would like to say that there is appreciation for the Red Cross and the things they're doing for preparation and preparedness. I just posted on the blog or on the chat room about the Japanese today stating that they were definitely unprepared, insufficiently prepared for the disaster that they faced. And preparation is everything.
Well, it is. And, you know, I'm starting to read things. People are sending things to me is that the radiation has reached Tokyo and that people are, it looks like it's getting into the groundwater, that they just don't know how bad this is. They have no idea just how bad this could be.
Terrible thing.
Okay.
Horrible thing.
All right. Hey, we've got the chairman of the Shasta County Democratic Party is going to be up here after the break.
So that will be an interesting.
Well, we're going to talk. You know, there's a lot of things we haven't got a chance to talk about. I want to talk to them about Charter City and what the Democrats are doing here in the county and all that kind of stuff.
You know, I understand that they closed the Democratic office locally here in Reading. Would you ask them about that and have them discuss what's going on and what they're going to do to revitalize the Democratic Party here?
Okay. All right. Or you can call them, ask them yourself.
I might just.
Carl Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. We come back, we've got Dave Wilson on. We're going to be talking the shape of the Democratic Party right here in Shasta County.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading Free Fire Radio. Will continue.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. With more violent clashes overseas as part of the backdrop, President Obama is meeting with Germany's chancellor at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz is live.
While not technically a state visit, President Obama welcomed Chancellor Angela Merkel with the same fanfare, and he will host her at a state dinner tonight. The president saying the world needs America and Europe more than ever to be working together on global security and prosperity. Chancellor Merkel repaid that compliment.
Now it's my turn to say Europe and Germany have no better partner than America.
But behind the pleasantries, there are still differences over global economic policy, for instance, and Libya, where Germany refrained from supporting military action. Lisa?
Mike, this on a day of heavy NATO airstrikes in Tripoli. The daylight bombing runs leaving smoke billowing from near Muammar Gaddafi's main military compound. A rocket attack may have wounded Yemen's leader more badly than first thought. Sources telling AP President Saleh has burns on about 40% of his body and bleeding inside his skull. He left his VP in charge and went to Saudi Arabia for treatment over the weekend. A smoky haze from Arizona wildfires drifting as far away as Iowa.
This is a fire that has more than doubled in size since Saturday, and it is still raging. 0% containment on this so far.
Fox's Anita Vogel, more than 230,000 acres charred in the eastern Arizona mountains, thousands of residents evacuating. Now that Congressman Anthony Weiner has admitted sharing photos and explicit chat with women he met online, some constituents say they're not surprised.
I don't think he's any different than anybody else. It's just a shame for him, but it's really a shame for the American public.
While others say he should step aside, Weiner says he will not resign, but will try to earn back trust and fully cooperate with an ethics probe. The head of the National Republican Party, Reince Priebus, just out with a statement saying Weiner should resign. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Attention parents, if your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-216-0753. Call now and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-216-0753. 1-800-216-0753. That's 1-800-216-0753. 1-800-216-0753.
Will the levees hold the anxious fight to save one Iowa town and protect others along the swelling Missouri River? Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Lisa, half of Hamburg, Iowa is quiet because residents and business owners like Melanie Fennell have packed up their stuff and left town.
Because I have seven buildings that might get flooded.
The Army Corps of Engineers says parts of Hamburg could be under as much as 10 feet of water for weeks if the levees fail. The main one is faltering, so workers have been shoring it up and building a second one. 300 residents in eastern Nebraska have also been evacuated due to the rising Missouri River. Lisa?
Jennifer, heavy rain triggering mudslides and flooding in Haiti, killing at least 11 people around the capital, Port-au-Prince, adding to fears a cholera outbreak that's already killed 5,000 could get even worse. Many people still living in temporary settlements after
last year's devastating earthquake. Europe still trying to pinpoint the exact source of a deadly E. coli outbreak and deal with the aftermath.
According to the latest information,
the European Union's health commissioner today telling Germany
it is crucial
to be sure of the facts before leveling blame.
As this spreads unjustified fears,
like Germany's earlier suggestion that the deadly E. coli might have come in Spanish produce. This it later retracted, but Spanish farmers now paying the price, a consumer boycott, seeing cucumbers and other harvests rotting unsold. The European Union's farm commissioner today proposing compensating 30% of the cost of lost sales, but the EU is insisting that fears are unfounded outside northern Germany. That's where the outbreak is concentrated. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
U.S. businesses advertising fewer jobs in April, about 4.6 unemployed people competing for each available job. Gas prices down 20 cents from a month ago and AAA's latest average, but still a dollar more than a year ago, around $3.76 a gallon. Stocks rallying right now. The Dow's up about 65 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, 8:05, June the 7th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. I'm sorry, I don't give those out enough. 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're going to get ready to launch a new website here toward the end of the week. Might just, you know, wait till next week and start it on a Monday. But you can jump in there and join our chat pack. They've named themselves a chat pack. I called it the 300, whatever. Lots of people in there, lots of interaction. So welcome to everybody in the chat pack. Our guest today for this segment is Dave Wilson. And he is the chair for the Democratic Central Committee of Shasta County. Good morning, Dave, and welcome aboard.
Good morning.
The Democratic Party in Shasta County, and I want to talk about that in a couple of minutes, but let's talk a little bit about you. You're from Reading?
Well, I've lived here since 1972.
Okay.
But I'm originally from North Carolina, born and brought up here.
What part?
North of Charlotte.
Okay. My parents were living outside Wilson.
Oh,
and very familiar. You know where that's at? And I went to school there in Stantonsburg and Saratoga back when I was a young pup. So you're from North Carolina, and then what got you out here?
I went on active duty in the Army, did my internship in clinical psychology at Letterman Hospital on the Presidio. Came to the West Coast. That ended up my permanent duty station. I did PDY here and there. I liked California, so we settled here. Been here ever since.
So what brought you up to Reading, though?
Or
did you come after you left the Army and you did your residency and all that? Did you come up here or
stayed in San Francisco for a couple of years? Worked for Kaiser over in Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were looking for a place that was like the South but not the South, and Reading pretty much fit the bill.
Okay,
red clay and rolling hills, mountains, lots of water, kind of
no humidity.
And not the humidity you get back.
Yeah, that's right. That's one thing people don't realize when you go back to the southeast, is that you get hit with humidity. I mean, you walk outside and you've soaked through everything.
Like you've stepped into a shower.
Yeah, it is. And so you got up here to Reading and you opened your practice then.
Yes.
Okay, and you've been here since 1972.
Well, yes, I've been here since 1972 in full time private practice since 1974.
Okay.
I'm a specialist in treating post-traumatic stress disorder, and I operated a combat veterans readjustment program from 1983 to 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I closed my psychotherapy practice 4 years ago, but I continue to work in forensic psychology as doing primarily evaluations for the courts.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We're going to have you back on again because to talk about those too. I mean,
oh, sure.
To talk about forensic psychology, but also to talk about the post-traumatic stress. We have, of course, we're very interested in that for, you know, because we have so many veterans, and there you were shutting down just about the time that we just got, you know, we just started this huge.
Well, we got a new generation of veterans coming in from Afghanistan and Iraq, same stuff, different war.
It's the same stuff probably for every war.
Yeah, lots of post-traumatic stress disorder. My nephew by marriage, Casey LeWare, was killed in Iraq about 5 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And my brother-in-law, Dick Grace, served a tour in Iraq as well. Our families, the Grace family, and my own family, are all have a strong, long military tradition, service during times of war.
Oh. Okay. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Dave Wilson, doctor.
Oh, I use my title when I'm doing doctor stuff.
Okay. Dave Wilson, and we're going to be talking politics today, so we're talking a bit different here. Thank you so much for your service, though, and what you've done for our veterans. I sincerely appreciate what you've done.
Thank you.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. When we come back, I might take a different tact here. We're going to be talking about the Democratic Party right here in Shasta County and some of the things that are going on and some of the thoughts from the chair of the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee. Join us after these messages.
Hey, listen, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have surprises. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 8:13 in the morning. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leia. 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He is our optometrist of choice for Linda and I. As you know, he found something there, and she had her eye fixed. You've only got two of them. You probably want to take care of them. They've got on-site labs. They're going to work with you if insurance is a problem. Latest design, progressive lenses, contact lenses. They can take care of the entire family. That's Dr. Joseph Lay. He's a great guy. Call him at 223-2325. Our guest, Dave Wilson, and let me get his exact title, the chair of the Democratic Central Committee of Shasta County. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Is it tough being the chair of a Democratic party here in Shasta County?
Yes. I have people on the committee who are have an uncommonly dedicated and hardworking group of volunteers, some of whom are very passionate about their work.
Well, the Democratic Party in Shasta County is a minority party here, you might say.
Well,
in the sense of being less people.
So far,
okay. is that changing?
We're in a building mode. The committee. I became chair last August or September, and since that time, the committee is just about doubled in size. We've taken some initiatives to cut costs by closing our headquarters. We only need a headquarters every 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, that was one of the questions that came up. In fact, when that happened, when they made the announcement. So your reason behind that is those cost savings? Or
To put the money where it will do us more good. And save money, basically. And if we can't stand on our own 2 feet, pay as we go and live within our means, we don't have any business asking other people to let us govern them.
Bravo. So what's happening?
I took the radical step of asking people in the committee, I talked with everyone, and asked what priorities they would set, what could we and should we be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made up a survey, and we tallied it up and set up priorities according to the will of the group. And we're in a building mode. We've got a really good website, ShastaCountyDemocrats.org, which also has our master plan, organizational structure, a calendar of events through the year. People can get a good idea of what we're building by checking that out, ShastaCountyDemocrats.org.
Okay. And we'll say that a few more times as we go through, so people can take a look at it. All right, Dave. And when you say you're in the building mode here, I think it's, if I remember right, it's, what is it, like 65-35 or 70-30 as far as when it comes down to the elections, usually that goes?
Republicans, I think Democrats. The hard facts are around 27,000-28,000 registered Democrats, about 45,000 registered Republicans, and about 19,000 other in declined states. So Republicans start off with about a 25% edge to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
To prevail in elections, we need to capture both the Democratic vote and a big chunk of the independents, and typically some Republicans as well.
Now, the redistricting.
Yes.
You want to talk about that a little bit? What do you see happening with that?
Well, it's up in the air. I got all this stuff from the state party. And from how that's progressing, I believe the plans are going to be submitted this Saturday. And there's sort of three avenues that it might take for the North State. One is cut straight across east-west, which would create an interesting district with the coastal counties, Del Norte and Humboldt, across through Trinity, Siskiyou, Shasta, and then Modoc, and I think Lassen. However, you've got some problems there, which are like two mountain ranges separating
one
from the coast, one from the west. So
completely different types of mindsets and there,
very,
too.
Yes. Different economic issues and so on. I think it more likely that it'll go north-south down the coast. Down the other side with Modoc, Lassen, Plumas, and further south, because mm-hmm. To
makes more sense that way
to get more people too to make up a district, and then the district would go right down the I-5 corridor.
Okay.
Although the proposal that may be approved would not include Sutter, where Wally Herger lives, which would be an interesting scenario because he would no longer live in the district that he represents after 24 years or so.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Well, it would be an open contest.
Or he would move.
Well, that would be maybe the logical thing for him to do because he's been doing that for a long time.
Okay. Hey, yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We got people on the phone and on the chat room here when we come back, to ask some questions. I want to talk to you about, I've got to talk about politicians that are constantly embarrassing themselves in our country. And the latest is Wiener, but he's not the only one, as we all know. I want to get your take on that. Even though I know what it is, I think our listening audience needs to know what that is. And I want to talk to you about what you see going on in the country and in our state and our county, and, of course, with our listeners and our questions when we come back. So this is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It is 8:20 in the morning on June the 7th. Our guest, Dave Wilson from the, he's the chairman of the steering committee of the Democratic Party up here in Shasta County. Join us after these messages.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Here we go.
Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot.
Hey, yeah.
Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to talk about fashion and film, great music, lots of fun, great giveaways, and I want to thank my sponsors for making my show possible. That's the Mount Shasta Mall, Elegant Soul, and California Auto Repair and Smog. See you here Thursday night.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 530-605-4567 are our phone numbers, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you get it in our chat room. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good
Good morning again, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. I would like to address this to Mr. Wilson.
He's here.
Shasta County has closed their Democratic headquarters, I understand. Is that correct?
That's
the
correct.
Physical location?
We're now meeting at the Five Counties Labor Hall on Locust Street for our committee meetings. And our plan is to open a office 3 to 4 months before the next general election. When we actually need an office.
If I could, the Democratic Party seems to have been determined to be the party of the left. Here in the North State, giveaways and freebie programs, social gifts to everybody, doesn't play well. Do you think the Democratic Party can gain any traction here without breaking away from the party line and determined to be a party more in touch with the community locally?
Well, I'm not. I don't think I agree with your premise to start with. It's a good question. Democratic Party traditionally has been the party of the people, by the people, for the people, as distinct from the party of the rich, by the rich, and for the rich. It's puzzling to me why so many people in the North State would vote in what I consider against self-interest, as I see it.
You think they're voting against their self-interest?
Yes. Well, the median wage in this country, half people make more, half make less, has gone steadily downhill for the last 35 years. It now takes two incomes to have the purchasing power of what one income had 30 years ago. At the same time, membership in unions has gone steadily downhill, pretty much parallel to that. In the meantime, the economy has doubled. Where did the money go? It went to the top, to the top 1%.
Did it go to the top, or did it go to more expensive products being created due to union demands and union requirements that have ultimately resulted in pyramiding demands by the union? They've gotten to the point where the base that they asked for in the beginning is no longer the essential part. They're actually looking for, or they're negotiating for, positions of ownership in the companies that they're supposed to be union working members of.
That's a pretty sweeping statement.
Pretty hard to deny it, though.
Well, there. What's a concrete example of some union that demands a share in the ownership of their company?
How about the United Airlines that is now owned by the union and the union membership? There's an example of it, but there's hundreds and hundreds of them, thousands, literally. The reason our automobile industry went in the tank is because the unions had such high demands for not just wages, but benefits and actions that we couldn't compete in the car market anymore. And until they gave concessions, which they have done after massive layoffs and loss of membership, could we become successfully competitive with Japanese companies, for example?
Well, hey, I don't disagree with that. I think unions in many areas have need to make concessions and roll back some of the larger
excessive demands.
Yeah, excessive demands. You know, I'm a partisan Democrat. My concern is that without collective bargaining, big business will run roughshod over the worker. And has been. The middle class is shrinking. Our manufacturing jobs are now being done overseas. And we need to bring back something that where people can work and make a living wage for the working man.
Wilson, I'm going to tell you that I'm you and I think have major differences here, but if you look at the growth of the bureaucracy, both all the way from the federal level to the city level, and see where our money is going, it's going into bureaucratic functions and bureaucratic payouts. And if we went through and actually stylized, if you would, federal government down to a usable size, perhaps we could afford to exist in this country the way we used to. I'm off. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you, John.
hey, we need to have a serious conversation in this country about the issues that really matter instead of giving so much attention to trivia. Part of that conversation is, what is the role of government in
that's a good question.
People,
what do you? I'm looking at it. We've got like a minute and a half left, so let's talk about that on the other side. You know, after we take our break, about what is the role of government? And I think, do you think that that is a big difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party? What they believe the role of government is?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, and what the role of government to take care of people in our country is? Do you think there's a big difference there?
Oh, yeah, there's a big difference. And as a individual, there are, I suppose, pieces of that I don't agree with on the, certainly not on the Republican side, but also on the Democratic side.
Right.
I'm not a, I believe in self-reliance, making your own way in the world, standing on your own two feet.
Responsibility.
Responsibility. I'm not a big fan of people who have a sense of entitlement. On the other hand, there are functions that government does need to provide, like national defense, firefighting, police.
Yeah, infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
Yes, I believe in that, too. We got like 30 seconds left. Our guest, Dave Wilson, and Dave, you know, is the chair of the Central Committee for the Democratic Party here in Shasta County. And been a good discussion so far. We got another half an hour here. We're going to be talking about things right here in the city and in our state. You know, there are things that have caught us, you know, trivia things, when there's so many important things that are going on. This is Free Fire Radio. Join us after the news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. There's a new call for New York Congressman Anthony Weiner to resign after his admission he sent lurid photos of himself to women he contacted online. Republican National Chairman Reince Priebus saying Weiner should step down. But Weiner said yesterday he won't.
I don't believe that I did anything that violates any law or any rule.
Weiner's confession yesterday was written by aides who were also lied to.
Fox News has learned from one of those aides that Weiner conducted a conference call yesterday morning asking for help in crafting his strategy. The aides, both current and former staffers, had a lot of questions for him. Did he use any of his government-issued computers or BlackBerry to carry on the illicit conversations? Had he lied to any congressional or law enforcement type conducting any sort of investigation into that now discredited hacking claim from last week? He said no.
Fox's Rick Falbaum. Democratic leaders want Weiner to face an ethics investigation. This is a Fox News alert.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, then I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in, they'll call me, let me know what needs to be done, they'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727. Get away.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:35 in the morning, June the 7th. It's going to be a great day today. It's 61 right now. It's going to be sunny and up to 84. We're going to have a great time. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right on Athens Avenue. My buddies down there give great haircuts. They don't style your hair. They trim beards. They don't do nails. They give haircuts. And they give great haircuts and they give discounts to veterans. D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Go down and visit them at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, my friends. If you don't believe me, look at the window when you walk in. That's what it says. Our guest is Dave Wilson, who's chair of the Democratic Central Committee of Shasta County. City Council meeting tonight.
Yes.
They're going to be. I think there's going to be a briefing on the Charter City. I think the out-briefing, is that tonight? Or they're going to be discussing charter city.
I believe I saw that in the paper today.
Right. Your thoughts on charter cities?
Well, I'm inclined to agree with the editorial in the Record Searchlight today that the problems that we have in Reading as a city aren't going to be solved by rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. What's needed, in my view, is some creative thinking about our problems and focusing on the real issues rather than the sort of ideologically driven sort of agenda. And there's a concern, rightly or wrongly, that part of that ideology is to try to demonize and kill off the collective bargaining power of unions. And I don't agree with that either. Also, the ramifications of a charter city, you have to create a charter, and that's not established what that would be. Anyway, for a variety of reasons, I personally and the Democratic Party is opposed to the charter city idea.
Well, the charter city, you know, and for the other side on that, too, is that they have... According to the charter, or however you write it, which is another thing. I mean, this is a long-term process. This isn't something like, hey, Carl and Dave say, let's go have a charter city today. This takes 15 citizens who then write the charter, then has to be voted on by everybody. But part of it is to take care or be able to make more of a decisions on what happens to us locally. It's not just a prevailing wage thing. That's taken over the
lead.
Again, it's something that's one part of a whole picture. So, you know, there's that other part, too. But I tell you what, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phones. Donna, good morning. You're on KCNR Live.
Good morning. My thoughts were on the purpose of government. And, you know, the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence tells us the purpose of government, and it's to protect life, liberty, and property or pursuit of happiness. It's not to provide for the people from... their whole life long. It's to protect the people, and government should not be doing for the people what the people can do for themselves. The Constitution states that tax money should go for roads, it should go for post office, it should go for military, and those are things that the people cannot do for themselves. So whenever government tries to do everything for the people, they have to take all of our money in order to fund all those projects. It's much better if the people do for themselves, decide how we want to spend our money and not raise more taxes so that government can do what they think is best for the people. So just wanted to make that statement. I think every candidate should be asked before they run for office, what is the purpose of government? And when they try to do everything for the people, then we don't want them in office.
Okay, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have a question for Dave? Or just a statement?
Well, I just wanted to put my two cents in because
all right, no, that's what we're here for. That's what our station's for.
Well, that's why I'm a Republican, because the platform for the Republican Party has a pro-life platform and it also has a pro-gun platform. Only free people have the right to keep and bear arms, and whenever that's taken away from us, when life is not protected, then that's what makes Republicans different than Democrats.
Okay. Thank you very much, Donna. Thank you for your statement.
You.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Dave? For the most part, I didn't have any take any exception to what Donna said. I also believe in self-reliance. But the areas where I think government does have a legitimate function, for example, Social Security. Prior to Social Security, about half of seniors, half, lived in poverty. Now it's about 10%. Now, if everybody was
But is that because of Social Security, though?
Yeah, that's the main source of income for most retired people. Yeah, if a person was prudent, saved their money, put it aside, people don't do that.
Right, that makes Social Security was supposed to be a... We got to take a break here, but Social Security was supposed to be like an assist.
Yes.
It wasn't. People were not supposed to live on Social Security. How can you live on that?
Exactly, and it's not a living.
Yet people
income.
Are doing that, or
yeah,
trying to do that.
People are trying to do that. But I'm just saying that that's an area where it did reduce the poverty rate among seniors. You know, people ought to be asking themselves, do you want to be 40 years old supporting your parents, okay, and paying your medical bills? With that $8,000 voucher that Paul Ryan proposes, what kind of medical care can you, health care can you purchase if Dad has cancer? Okay.
Well, one of the things you could do is have your dad get arrested and put in our prison system. They spend a lot more there than we do on ourselves for prison. Okay, we got to take a break here. Our guest, Dave Wilson from the Democratic Party here in Shasta County. We're discussing just issues here. This is Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, even though I just saw her run through the studio here a second ago. 8:41 in the morning, 61 degrees. Join us after these messages.
Yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Redding's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Redding.
Are you lucky to get 6 hours of sleep? At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll get a better six with Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery has better than big box stores prices on quality mattresses every day with none of their advertising gimmicks. As a locally owned independent mattress store, Crisson's carries the same products at a competitive and even lower prices than those so-called discount mattress stores. And we always have 12 months no interest OAC, free bed frame, or free local delivery and disposal of your old mattress. Crisson's Mattress Gallery in Redding carries a full line of Sealy Posture and Sealy Posturepedic mattresses and bedding, and our everyday low prices always beat the competition. So, can't get 8 hours of sleep? In the real world, we're lucky to get six. Get a better six. Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, our business is your comfort. Come in and save. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Hey, you know what? Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. Stay in town, stay local. He's a veteran. Gives great service. Dish Satellite, got great deals. He has been in business since 1985, except the time he's with the 82nd Airborne. Doug Tooley, BNT Satellite, 244-1988. We use him, and he has had nothing but great, gives nothing but great service in TV. Our guest, Dave Wilson, we're talking during the breaks. You know, we have great discussions all the time. We're on, you know, during breaks about different things, you know, taxes and tax rates and all this. But let's go to the phones. Mark,
good morning. You're on live with KCNR.
Morning, Carl. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. You have a question for Dave?
Yeah, I have a question. I mean, I was hearing earlier on that, you know, we didn't want to talk about trivial matters, and I guess we're referring to the Congressman Wiener. Is that what that was about?
Yeah, I don't believe that really deserves a lot of our national attention with all the other stuff going on.
Well, my question is, then, it's not so much that honor and honesty is not, and integrity is not a national question. I think that's the issue.
Oh no, I don't disagree with that at all. I think character matters, and
I don't see how that's trivial. That's my point. How can that be a trivial matter when we've got a congressman who shows such lack of integrity and honesty that, you know, in his private life, what's he doing in his public life that we don't know about? And I think that is absolutely more than just trivial. I think that honor is something that should be, you know, considered totally important.
Well, hey, actually, I don't disagree with what you're saying. I think what he did to begin with was, you know, juvenile and immature and disgusting. But lying straight to our face, and actually such a, the guy lies well, or he did,
like,
but,
you know, it's, lie pretty well.
Well, maybe that's part of a prerequisite for the office, but, no, I think character matters, and, I believe he should step down,
I just kind of
no equivocation about it.
I just kind of took affront to the fact that we consider that honesty and integrity and honor is trivial is the way I was reading that, and that's our problem in general with the government entirely on both sides of the aisle, whether it's Republican or Democrat, is that it doesn't seem like we get much honesty, period, up there, because they say one thing and they do another. So for me, that is the issue.
You know, Mark, it's a great point. You know, as we said, that when I look at it, I see that this guy, who is obviously, to me, is completely dishonest with no honor. At the same time, we have those, as I was talking earlier, about having five soldiers killed the same day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And you look at one side where responsibility and giving your word and standing up and being somebody just isn't even addressed.
That's my point.
Yeah, I know.
You're hitting it right on the head, Carl. But yeah. Anyway, that's my two cents. I kind of had to throw it in. I was getting my blood up here.
Well, that's what okay. We're here for.
Hey, make no mistake. make no mistake. I'm old school. I believe, you know, a man's word is his bond. If you can't do business on a handshake, you probably shouldn't do business at all.
Although I agree.
With attorneys all over the place, maybe it's wise to have it put it in writing. You know, to the owner. Anyway, I believe in honor.
I think the country needs to get back to our values.
I couldn't agree more.
That's one of them. And yeah, I mean, and that's probably, I think, 90% of our problem is that if we don't start getting back to our values here, we're never going to solve any of these problems.
I agree. I think I can't see how anybody could disagree with you on that, Mark, because right now what we've got is people in positions of power from, and let's just say from city all the way up through the presidency themselves, is that What are they, you know, is every decision they're making, is it for what's right for our country? And that's the first thing they should be asking themselves. Is this right for our country, or am I just doing this for me or for my party? You know?
Well, not only that, if you look at what they say and then what they do, I mean, our president in office right now, I mean, he says that he's for pro-business. He says he's for, you know, a lot of things, you know, values and stuff. But you look at what he does, and everything he does is exactly the opposite of what he says is his platform. So, you know, I mean, for me, that's a total game changer.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for your phone call. It was really a great one. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thanks, Carl. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Okay, you know, Dave, when we were talking about some other things that are going on, you know, going back on about the Charter City,
yeah,
that poll that was taken, I found that kind of an interesting poll that it was the, let me get the exact group of people, the California Alliance for Jobs. They are, though, a heavy construction, they represent, they're a lobbying firm that represents heavy construction firms and 50,000 union workers between Bakersfield and Oregon. Now, I don't know if that should right there make a difference when they're holding a poll. I don't know what kind of questions they asked, but these are people that said that they found 58% of residents against a charter, and 23% in favor, and 19% had no opinion.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of people that really just don't care. That, but what they did find, if let me just hit this, is that people felt like the economy was the biggest thing, foreclosures, and that this one, at 64% of respondents said things are going in the right direction for them personally.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that an interesting, I mean, that's...
Well, we are in a recovery. We're still struggling, okay?
I mean,
growth rate, what, last quarter is like 1.8%. That's not growing enough for people to have discretionary income to buy things to boost the
amount. The amount of jobs was only 30,000.
Yeah,
that was.
But I suppose I believe that we averted a real serious depression. That it could easily have gone that direction, and we may yet have a double dip recession. I think we need to address regulation of Wall Street, and we really haven't done that. My view is that people who are stupid and greedy enough to kill the goose that lays the golden egg shouldn't be getting more eggs. Okay,
but we've got to take a break here. When we come back, well, I might just ask this: but the Democrats have been in charge for 2 years. I mean, in the House and the Senate and the presidency, nothing was changed.
Yeah,
I mean, they made deals. I mean, with the pharmaceutical companies and the big banks and all that. I mean, what's this? I mean, they came in saying it was going to change. What change have you seen?
Well, yeah, I'd have to...
And don't take this personally. What change?
No, I'd have to say that, as I understand it, the roots of the deregulation that produced the runaway excesses on Wall Street started way back. And Republicans and Democrats have both been complicit.
And I agree, but for 2 years the Democratic Party has been in power, except for those last election. And
well,
did you see any change?
Look, I'm a partisan Democrat.
Well, I know
the party of just say no to everything, and a Republican agenda, which is deregulate everything, privatize whatever they can, tax breaks for the already rich. You know, how do we get in this deficit in the first place? We had two wars not paid for. We had a massive...
do you see those over yet?
Well,
300,000 people in Afghanistan. It's 200,000 more than there were when Obama came in.
Well, hey, we can't promote democracy at the point of a gun, okay? And Afghanistan is their country. They're going to need to step up and govern themselves. Now, we do have national interest there, and that's what complicates things for us as far as just getting out of there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a whole lot of things here. We don't have a lot. We got people on the line. This is a great discussion. Okay, hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:52 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it.
Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at NOVB.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're having a great discussion today. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, Joe and Shelley support this community. They support the veterans. They give discounts to veterans down there. They've got it all. Finest walk-in humidor in the state and great coffee at Espresso Joe's. Our guest, Dave Wilson from the Democratic Party, is the chair of the Central Committee here. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to hear you, Dave.
Good morning.
I wanted to mention what I think is the role of government. First of all, people talk about the Declaration of Independence. That has no bearing on our government at all. That was written to tell the British what we wanted. And in my mind, to promote the general welfare in the preamble of the Constitution means we do take care of those who can't take care of themselves. We have regulations to keep corporations from taking advantage of everyone. And I do believe the government is not doing what it should, because they're run by corporations right now, and we need to get campaign finance so we can have a government for the people and by the people. Okay, that's it.
Okay, Chris, thanks for calling.
Ma'am, you sound like another Democrat. And
well, yes, I am.
Well, check out our website. We have openings on our Central Committee for members and alternates. ShastaCountyDemocrats.org.
You know, Chris, one of the things is that the things you're saying is no different than many of, you know, what Americans are saying.
Yeah.
You know, and we were just talking about this, is what about the core values that we grew up with that, you know, I think that we heard about in school, we heard from our parents, but are we teaching these still core values of honor, integrity, judgment, responsibility? Are we still teaching those in schools today? Thanks, Chris.
Well, I certainly, and even my children, have been out of the school systems for a long time, so I'm not certain what they're teaching in school. It seems, I worry about the young people. I see too many young people who seem to be adrift and lacking in values. I do work as a forensic specialist, and we see some youth who are kind of basically predators, without what traditionally is called conscience or a sense of moral compass. And like has been suggested earlier, we see that too many levels of government, and neither Democrats nor Republicans have a monopoly on sleazy and dishonest and unethical and immoral behavior. And I believe those things need to be addressed by return to honoring our traditional values as a people.
I agree. You know, and that, you know, there's something that, you know, we talk about, you know, how far apart we are in our country. But you know what? Our country that has the core values, I don't care what party it is, believe in the same thing. They believe in honor. They believe in responsibility and integrity. And when you give your word, you do it. You can shake hands with somebody. You don't need a 500-page document. And then when we see our elected representatives, and I don't care which party, do things. Like Mark said, you know, this just, what kind of an example does this set for our children? That, oh yeah, I did. I sent these lewd pictures of myself to all these women, and yet I did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong that should cause me to resign. Well, what does cause you to resign then?
He may or may not have broken the law. I don't know about that. Well, it was clearly immoral and unethical behavior.
There you go.
And it speaks to his character. He was generally well liked up until all this stuff came out.
By Democrats. Liberal Democrats.
Well, exactly. But he was well liked by his own party. But I, you know, like I said earlier, I believe the man should step down. That's the honest and the honorable thing to do.
Hey, Dave, thank you so much for being on today. This is your first time. And Dave Wilson is chair for the Democratic Central Committee of Shasta County. We'd like to have you on again if you'd like to come on.
Well, thank you.
And we can, you know, we like to try and bring in as many different viewpoints as we can. So we're working real hard to do that because it's our community.
I welcome the opportunity. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, this is Carl Lindebot.
Wow.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And I think we've been discussing today who that is. And just remember, which are you?
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Back down.